All right, it's 2 February. It's Wednesday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the Wednesday CG Prophecy Report. Theater of the Absurd. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. All right, let's see here. We've got, I just am going to give you a couple died suddenlies here. Cheshire Live, healthy schoolboy, 7, died after collapsing in class and suffering cardiac arrest. And from the Gateway Pundit, 37-year-old man suffers severe brain rupture and cardiac arrest after receiving booster shot of Moderna vaccine. Life support to be removed. Om Prakash Mohapatra, whose wife is expecting a baby in February, has been fighting for his life since January 15th due to a severe reaction from his booster shot. The doctors are now suggesting to remove his life support. I could go on all day with these, but just gave you two. From the Epoch Times, proposed state law would make it illegal to request a person's vaccine status. That's my kind of a law there. South Carolina. Epoch Times, Boston patient denied heart transplant over refusing COVID-19 vaccines. A Boston hospital removed a patient from a heart transplant waiting list because he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccines. Just so you know, these go back over the past week. They're not all just yesterday or something. I'm just giving you some information on the week that's gone by. I've probably seen 4 or 5 articles like that one where people are being denied medical treatment because they don't want to get vaccinated, because they don't want to die of a brain rupture and a cardiac arrest. You know, I don't know whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath, but that you can toss that out the window for these liberal doctors. Breitbart. Ron DeSantis, most seeking life-saving coronavirus treatment are fully vaccinated. They went and pulled out the monoclonal antibodies from Florida, and he says that almost all of them, most of them, are actually people that have already been vaccinated. An overwhelming number of people who are seeking life-saving coronavirus treatment, which the Biden admin is now withholding, are fully vaccinated. And they're the ones that actually really need this because they've been fully insane, pumping that stuff into their bodies and still getting coronavirus. From the Daily Caller, Washington, D.C. requires nude strippers, yes, to be masked. Clubs warned about staff not wearing masks. That makes as much sense as a football bat. I'm sorry, that just is stupid. From the Liberty Daily, bombshell cover-up, cancer diagnoses in the military rose over threefold since jabs were introduced. The number of cancer diagnoses in the military's DMED system went from a 5-year average, 2016 through 2020, of 38,700 per year to 114,645 in the first 11 months of 2021. This is a predominantly young population. Unlike VAERS, where the naysayers can suggest that anyone can submit, this is only by military doctors and quantifies every single ICD code in the military for TRICARE billing of Humana. This is the ultimate defined and finite population with excellent surveillance. One of the biggest takeaways here is that the data is beyond reproach and widely accessible by the DOD, CDC, FDA, and across the Biden-Harris regime. In other words, they are all very well aware that the jabs are almost certainly causing an untenable increase in cancer in otherwise young and healthy military-age Americans. And they're keeping that information away from the people. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increasing by 300% over the 5-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the 5-year average. This is crucial information for the entire population to have, but what he next revealed, meaning lawyer Rents, next should concern us about the state of our military readiness. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues, which would affect our pilots over 1,000%. 1% increase. 1,000. Okay, we talked about that, that one military lady that was reassigning all of her pilots because she said they are not qualified to fly anymore because of these vaccinations, and that lady has disappeared. But at least people are getting this information out that our military is being destroyed. And just think, if we have this much in the military population, which we know is happening, then the same thing is happening in the civilian population. And we are going to start having cancer incidents, and the bills are going to get out of sight. It's going to be crazy medical costs coming up in the years ahead if this is reflective of the general population. And why wouldn't it be? From the Epic Times, doctors' organization has treated over 150,000 COVID-19 patients with a 99.99% survival. A doctor has been offering free telehealth services to COVID-19 patients during the pandemic says that early treatment for COVID-19 works, claiming that he has a 99.99% survival rate. We have a team of volunteer free doctors that donate their time to help treat these patients that come to us. Dr. Ben Marble, the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com, an online medical consultation service, said at a roundtable discussion hosted by Senator Ron Johnson on January 24th. He added, "We deliver the early treatment protocols to them as early as we can, and we have a 99.99% survival rate. So I believe MyFreeDoctor.com, the free volunteer doctors, have settled the science on this. Early treatment works, period." Marble says that he and his small team of volunteer doctors prescribe Peter McCulloch's treatment protocol, which consists of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, prednisone, and other low-cost generic drugs. Of course, that's what works, and they don't want that out there because if it's out there, then the expensive vaccines that cost billions and billions of dollars for governments to purchase will no longer fund their back pockets. They also prescribe vitamins D and C and zinc. McCulloch, a cardiologist and epidemiologist, along with several other physicians, put together an early treatment protocol to provide outpatient care for COVID-19 patients. Their paper was published in the American Journal of Medicine back in August of 2020, and people still are not listening. Well, they're listening, they're just ignoring. That's what's happening. Epic Times. Florida doctor: families sneak ivermectin to loved ones in hospitals with COVID-19 and see an improvement. Somebody that attends right here at the Superior Word Church was in the Sarasota Memorial Hospital, and that person was given the choice of that remdesivir, or however you pronounce that, and taking the government protocol, and he declined it because they would have kept him in there. They would have made a lot of money off of him, eventually would have gone on to a ventilator, and he would have died. And instead, his family has been sneaking in ivermectin, and he's all better, and now he's out doing his thing. Okay, so I know personally that this is true. This isn't something that is just a conspiracy theory. This actually happened to people that I know. I've just gotten over COVID. My wife has gotten over COVID. My children have it right now. My son and his wife and my mother had it last week. And we've all taken the treatment that actually works, and all of us are getting better. My son is still kind of struggling right now. Could use some prayers for him. But other than that, it looks like everybody's fine. And if we're not, guess what? We didn't take that stupid vaccine and get a brain hemorrhage or a myocardial infarction or some stupid thing like that and keel over dead because of the vaccine. And we're also not going to get the cancer that is being caused by these dumb vaccines. I mean, people need to wake up. They say that we're the fringe, we're the lunatics. They're out of their minds. They have an agenda and people are bought into it, and they're not going to change their minds, but you need to be apprised of what's going on. Anyway, we'll get into the article. Florida doctor says families of loved ones hospitalized with COVID-19 are resorting to desperate measures when approved treatments have failed because they don't work. And when it's not too late, some have seen tremendous success by sneaking medications prohibited by hospitals to patients, says Eduardo Balbona, an independent internist in Jacksonville. He's helped dozens of seriously ill patients recover using ivermectin and other drugs and supplements not officially approved in the treatment of COVID-19. They aren't approved because they work, and these people in the government and elsewhere don't want them to work. Hospitals receive payments from the federal government for treating patients with COVID-19, but those payments are tied to their use of approved treatments only, as outlined in the CARES Act. When there's nothing left to try under those protocols and the person is just about to kick his bucket, families naturally research alternatives. In some cases, judges have ordered hospitals to allow the use of other treatments. We've reported on that here at the Superior Word, such as ivermectin. Some of those seriously ill patients have recovered. In other cases, judges have sided with hospitals and declined the family's requests to try. That would be Democrat judges. That would be liberals. Bad people. Bad. Bad people. From GB News, key COVID rules have changed in England. This is a couple days ago. Here's what the title says. Here's what you can and can't do from today. The government is still, even though they've taken away all of their restrictions, they still are telling you what you can and can't do. You know, you talk about not free societies. We're talking about the ones that claim to be the freest of all, you know, red, white, and blue, and all that kind of stuff. I'm sorry. The governments of today want control. They've tasted it, and they do not want to let it go. So they had to change rules because Boris Johnson's in a bunch of trouble with his government for having drinking parties during the COVID lockdowns. And so he's gotten rid of all of the COVID restrictions. But there are still things that you can and can't do from today, according to GB News. From Just the News, CDC study suggests unboosted vaccines become worse than nothing against Omicron. Anybody that has followed this knows that already. It's obvious as the nose on your face that if you have been vaxxed, then you are much, much more likely to get Omicron and get it more seriously. The agency confirms protection against infection wanes to something undetectable while maintaining that we do not see that the risk of infection is increased after lapse of protective window. Protective window didn't exist to begin with. And even if you were vaccinated and it lasted for 8 minutes, it didn't after that. The vaccine program is a complete disaster. From the New York Post, Fauci says children younger than 4 will get 3 doses of COVID vaccines. Not in the Garrett family. We ever have any children that age in my family, they're going to keep those needles away from those children. I can tell you that right now. Fox News, Psaki, fully vaccinated does not mean you're up to date on vaccinations. No, and it never did, and it never will. You can be boosted and reboosted and triple boosted, and that's not going to make any difference at all to these people because they want control of you and your lives, and they know that these vaccines are dangerous. They know that they're causing harm. They're going to have a society of people going to the hospital for cancer and all these other things, and guess what? They will have complete control over everybody when this happens. They know these things. This is not something that they're unaware of. And they have got the military in a state of complete non-readiness. These are traitors. They're all traitors up at the government. The people on the left in this nation, if you have a D in front of you when you go to vote, you're a traitor. Okay, Gateway Pundit. Alberta, Canada inadvertently published and quickly deleted health data. In yet another absolute bombshell revelation, the government of Alberta, Canada exposed itself when it accidentally published damning evidence that exposes how the public health authorities have been manipulating the COVID-19 statistics. After seemingly realizing what it had just done, oops, the corrupt government province quickly scrambled to delete the incriminating data off their website. According to its latest COVID-19 update, the Alberta government admitted to following the fraudulent standard that was in use by vaccine manufacturers during clinical trials, which is to ignore the adverse outcomes, including COVID infection, hospitalizations, and deaths for 14 days after vaccine administration, no matter how many doses they have had. But instead of just ignoring the cases like the vaccine manufacturers, the corrupt Alberta government has been lumping them in with the unvaxxed. In other words, anyone who was infected, was hospitalized, or even died in the 2 weeks following their first, second, or even third dose would be recorded as an unvaccinated case. And now, thanks to the now deleted data, we can tell exactly how many cases have been fraudulently manipulated by inadvertently including the time from dose to infection for each of the events. And as it turns out, over half of the vaccinated deaths were added to the unvaccinated. Almost 56% of recorded COVID-related deaths among the vaccinated occurred within 14 days of vaccination, and almost 90% within 45 days, which is noteworthy because that is what's claimed to be the time frame of the vaccine's effectiveness. As for hospitalizations, the numbers aren't that much better. Almost half of the severe cases among the vaccinated happened within the two-week window, meaning they were tallied as unvaccinated in the official record, 80% of which occurred within the first 45 days post-vaccination. Overall, the data showed that COVID infections post-vaccination also followed a similar trajectory. However, the percentage occurring in the first 2 weeks was lower than hospitalizations and deaths, checking in at 40%, which seemingly contradicts the approved narrative that the vaccines are extremely effective at preventing severe cases as opposed to mild ones. Even if you cede the fact that the prioritizing of the sick and elderly in the beginning is a contributing factor to the heightened deaths over hospitalizations and subsequent hospitalizations over cases, the experimental vaccine doesn't seem to have done much at all to protect these people. No kidding. Not only has it not done anything to protect them, it has killed lots and lots of people. Remember Mr. Brain Hemorrhage? And remember the little kid with the myocarditis? His heart exploded at 7 years old? Lots of those out there. I could have read you lists and lists and lists of that today. Why bother? Couple a day and you'll get the point. From the National Pulse, New York Times admits unvaxxed people have lower rates of infection and hospitalization of COVID-19 than the vaxxed. The outlet attempts to explain the disparity in vaccinated and unvaccinated people contracting COVID-19 by attributing it to the waning of vaccine-derived immunity. A recent study of employees at the Cleveland Clinic suggested that while vaccination does not add much benefit to a prior bout for the first many months, it may offer better protection against symptomatic illness over the long term than does immunity from a previous infection, reasons the outlet. They have no reasoning. They're brain dead. They've got lard up in their heads and they're not thinking anything through. From the Epoch Times, most patients in English hospitals with COVID-19 admitted for other illnesses. We have seen this everywhere, everywhere. It just keeps happening. They start admitting the facts much later. From Newsweek, Denmark to end most COVID restrictions and welcome the life we knew before. Oh my, Denmark is making a stand. Denmark Prime Minister Frederiksen, I guess is how you pronounce his name, announced they got all those I's and E's and R's and all that in the Danish language. It's really hard to grasp what is being said about a last name there, but I think it's Frederiksen or something like that. Anyway, Denmark Prime Minister Frederiksen announced Denmark would be throwing out most of the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions it placed, including mask mandates. Restrictions currently in place are for the public to wear masks on public transportations, in restaurants. You know, that's so stupid. You walk into a restaurant with a mask on, you sit down, you take off your mask, you get back up, you put on your mask and you walk out. It is so ridiculous. I can't believe that they're still having people do that. Or some people are so stupid, they sit there and they go like this and they take a bite and then they put the thing back up there and it just... Anyway, restaurants and shops and people entering healthcare facilities and retirement homes. However, following the February 1st change of restrictions, masks will only be required in hospitals, healthcare facilities, and homes for the elderly. There you go. Finally, some sense. We say goodbye to health restrictions and welcome the life we knew before, according to Health Minister Magnus Heunicke. Well, that's another weird name there. Heunicke. You pronounce it, okay? Denmark's recent cases of COVID were more than 46,000 daily on average. However, only 40 people in hospital intensive care units. And so they've made the decision to go ahead and just get rid of all of these restrictions. I'm so glad they got rid of that one with restaurants. How stupid. You walk in, you go sit down, you take off your mask. I know, I already went through that. It's just crazy. But Denmark is doing the right thing. Guess what? Quebec isn't. Gateway Pundit. Quebec, Canada bans unvaxxed from buying groceries at major retailers. Yes, they've gone commie up there. I think they've probably been commie for a long time, but whatever. Canada has gone full tilt authoritarian over the common cold like Omicron. The Canadian province of Quebec has officially banned unvaccinated individuals over 12 years old from shopping at big box stores, including Walmart and Costco, unless they are accompanied by a health warden that will supervise their every move and only allow them to purchase extremely limited goods such as food or medicine. How utterly ridiculous. The dystopian segregation policy went into effect and applies to any retail stores that are over 1,500 square meters. So COVID only affects people in stores over 1,500 square meters. If you're in a smaller store, I guess you don't have to worry about it. It doesn't spread in those stores. Even though the mandate explicitly excludes grocery stores and pharmacies, the Quebec government went ahead and included Walmart and Costco anyway, after claiming that it does not consider groceries as Walmart and Costco's principal activity. From Breitbart, guess who else has gone the stupid route? Yes, you're right. How did you know that? Rwanda. Coronavirus. Rwanda bans unvaccinated from all public spaces events. Rwanda issued a federal mandate this week requiring all citizens and residents of the country to show proof of full CCP vaccination before they are allowed into any public spaces or events. All citizens and Rwandan residents are required to get fully vaccinated in order to access public spaces and events. The announcement further urged Rwandans and people living in the country to, when eligible, get booster shots of CCP virus vaccines. A booster shot is an additional dose of an inoculation administered after completion of the vaccine's full series, because the vaccines don't work, and so you need to get a booster shot to continue not working. The New Times noted on January 27th that Rwanda's federal vaccine requirement represented an expansion of previous such mandate, which until this week was limited to specific places. So you got Denmark, which is saying, we're going to open up and we're going to go back to normal. And we've got Rwanda, which is now clamping down more on people. You know, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work when you increase. And so you increase some more. And finally, you say, this isn't working. We need to increase some more. That's where Rwanda is right now. Was limited to specific places such as crowded areas like markets, places of worship, restaurants, and bars, among others. We won't allow people who are not vaccinated to attend large gatherings in public places. A number of Rwandan citizens recently accused Rwandan police officers and local government officials of using force to vaccinate them against their will. Sounds like a free society to me. From Zero Hedge, nearly 40% of all Illinois COVID deaths in the last month are breakthroughs. What gives? I'll tell you what gives. I've said it before. I think I said this before. I may not have, but I'll say it now. The vaccines don't work. Okay? That's what gives. The vaccines do not work. The only thing they do, they do work for the intended purpose, which is to give people brain hemorrhages, to kill little boys that are 7 years old with having their heart explode and things like that. Other than that, the vaccines do not work. I mean, we've got enough evidence. How many times do we have to go through these things? And yet we get more every week. These people just keep pushing this agenda. Here we go. Mail online. Cuomo Health Department admits New York nursing home deaths topped 12,743, 49% higher than previously reported. AG puts 20 facilities under investigation. Put the facilities under investigation. How about putting the person that signed the documents allowing what he signed under investigation? He's a lefty. He gets away with it. Unbelievable. He ought to be in jail. He murdered how many people up there in New York? Breitbart, over 500,000 unboosted Austrians set to have their vax pass revoked. Yes, if you're fully vaccinated in Austria, guess what? You're getting your green pass revoked if you haven't gotten your booster shot, because the vaccines don't work. Zero Hedge. And the prize for worst journalism of the year goes to, I mean, look, we're just starting February and we've already got it. We'll see if it gets worse over the year. Probably it will. The Independent has put out an early and strong entry for Worst Journalism of the Year award. Reporting yesterday the death of Hungarian gymnastics coach, I can't pronounce this guy, I couldn't try under $1 million offer to pronounce this guy's name right, so I'm not going to bother. He's from Hungary, okay? They've got this name that, I'll spell it for you, you try. S-Z-I-L-V-E-S-Z-T-E-R. Last name, C-S-O-L-L-A-N-Y. You pronounce it. I'm not going to give you $1 million to do it, but I'm not even going to try. Anyway, we'll go back and we'll read this. Yesterday, the death of Hungarian gymnastics coach, and we'll just call him Sylvester Stallone, under the headline, Anti-Vax Olympic Gold Medalist. Sylvester Stallone dies of COVID aged 51. The glaring issue with this headline becomes clear just three paragraphs into the article. While Stallone had, according to Hungarian newspaper Blick, expressed anti-vaccination views on social media, the six-time world championship medalist had been vaccinated to allow him to continue to work as a gymnastics coach. The journalism is terrible, criminally bad. The evidence supplied for Stallone's supposed anti-vaccine views is non-existent. Secondhand hearsay at best. No direct quotations, no sources provided. But, of course, that isn't the most egregious part. As you can tell from our emphasis, quote, the supposed anti-vaxxer had been vaccinated. To bury that in the body under that headline is deliberate deception. They know many people will read the title and assume that he hadn't been vaccinated without ever reading the body of the text. And they are relying on that to spread an intentionally false impression, the very definition of disinformation. Sounds exactly like what is coming out of the CDC. Fauci and the CDC from the Biden admin, they're all liars. They're all doing this. It is all over the world now. These people are, they're criminally negligent of properly reporting what is going on in the world. From Just the News, Noam, her bill would allow employees, listen to this, good job, Noam, to sue over COVID vaccination mandates. I am liking her. She's doing a good job. She's a little behind DeSantis, but she's still doing a good job. South Dakota, the governor unveiled legislation that would require employers to grant the exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Employers also would be required to recognize natural immunity as an exemption. The employee must provide proof of a positive serum antibody test from a qualified laboratory within 180 days of requesting the exemption. The employer could require another test to renew the exemption, according to the bill. The COVID vaccination should be a choice, and we should reject the efforts that we are seeing in other parts of the country to divide us into two classes, vaccinated and unvaccinated, Noam said. Unvaccinated Americans are still Americans. The bill would exempt the National Guard. The Pentagon is requiring the COVID-19 vaccine for all National Guard members. Employees who are injured by a violation of this act may apply for injunctive and declaratory relief without bond to restrain their employer from violating this act, according to the bill. Good job, South Dakota. GB News. Ivermectin shows antiviral effect against Omicron, says Japanese pharmaceutical company. And somebody's probably going to put a bomb in the bottom of their company and blow it up because they don't want this information out there. But that just came out. The people in Japan are realizing that ivermectin, horse dewormer, it works. From the Times of Israel, Israeli boy, 11. Now listen to this. I'm just going to give you my comment on it. Israeli boy, 11, has caught three different coronavirus strains. Now, guess what? There was no mention in the entire article if he was vaccinated, meaning he was vaccinated. Because if he was unvaccinated, that would have been in the headline and it would have been said in every paragraph of that article. Israeli boy 11 has caught three different coronavirus strains. They did not mention his vaccine status, so you know that he was vaccinated. I know it's an argument from silence, but it is shouting out, hey, 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 from the blaze. Isolated island in Pacific Ocean experiences first COVID-19 cases of the pandemic after arrival of anybody? A bunch of unvaccinated people? Nope. Here we go. Upon arrival of fully vaccinated, triple tested missionaries who are in quarantine. This is Kiribati, and these were Mormon missionaries, which means all the Mormons are all pumped up with vaccines, so they're going to be getting cancer and kicking off pretty soon, probably. But first, everyone had to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. We've already proven that that doesn't work in 10,000 articles over the past how many years? Okay, second, passengers had to test negative for COVID-19 three times in nearby Fiji before arrival. Okay. Third, they had been in pre-departure quarantine for 2 weeks before the flight. Fourth, they were put in quarantine with additional testing when they arrived home. Okay, so they got all these measures. Despite the over-the-top safeguards, two-thirds of the travelers were diagnosed with COVID-19 after arriving from Fiji. Of the 54 passengers, 36 tested positive for COVID-19. After all of those measures, I tell you what happened. They got their vaccine. They got boosted. They sat around while it grew in them like a virus. It was just kind of like blooming inside of their bodies. And as soon as they got up to a high altitude flying into this place from Fiji, the high altitude caused it to actually react in their system. And then the COVID came out and it started infecting them and everybody around them. So they were all like a stew of infection flying at high altitudes. So don't fly at high altitudes. Of course, I just made that up. That's stupid conspiracy theory. And I can see somebody taking that now and saying, this is what happened. I was kidding. I was making a joke. Okay. But whatever happened, it shows you one thing, which I probably never said before, but I am now going to step forward. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say it. The COVID-19 vaccines don't work. From Zero Hedge, I can just see it. You know, I can see somebody saying, this is how you're getting COVID-19 is by getting vaccinated and then it gets released when you're up in the high atmosphere. I can just see that. I can see somebody saying that's what happened because they heard it on a video. People believe everything they hear on the video. I resource these articles. I make sure that they are original articles and that there is some sense of truth in them, okay? I can't prove everything that comes out in the news, but I can at least source the articles and make sure that what is being reported is a valid source and what they are saying is correct according to what they're saying. But people watch stuff on YouTube and they get the stupidest ideas in their head, okay? Or Rumble or whatever video system that they're watching. Don't do that. Okay, listen to news and use discernment. Please learn to use discernment. I made a joke about vaccines spreading once you get in a high altitude. I can see it now. It's going to be all over the world pretty soon. And then they're going to trace it back to me and they're going to send some government agents and they're going to have me assassinated. I can see it. It's coming. Zero Hedge. Speech therapist, 364% surge in baby and toddler referrals thanks to mask wearing. A speech therapist says that mask wearing during the pandemic has caused a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers. Jacqueline Thieke told WPBF News that before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. 5%, but this has soared to 20%. Parents are describing their children's speech problems as COVID-delayed, with face coverings the primary cause of their speaking skills being seriously impaired. As young as 8 months old, babies start learning how to speak by reading lips, a thankless task if parents and carers smother themselves with masks to comply with mandates. It's very important kids do see your face to learn. so they're watching your mouth, says Thieke. According to Thieke, since the pandemic, autism symptoms are also skyrocketing. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family. As we previously highlighted, Forbes deleted an article written by an education expert who asserted that forcing school children to wear face masks was causing psychological trauma. Oh, you can't have that out there in the news. A study by researchers at Brown University found that mean IQ scores of young children born during the pandemic have tumbled by as much as 22 points, while verbal, motor, and cognitive performance have all suffered as a result of lockdown. We've destroyed the next generation. We've destroyed it because of these stupid masks, these stupid programs that the government has come out. Remember social distancing? I mean, that was the biggest thing on the planet. Everybody has to stand on those stupid red squares, 6 feet apart from each other, and you can't get close to each other. And Biden's out there with like 12 people on every campaign stop, and they're all sitting in chairs way, way apart from each other. Stupidest thing on the planet. Okay, this is all the same thing. It's all nonsense. Zero Hedge. Ron Paul. I know he's a bit of a lunatic, but he did a good article, so I'm going to read it. Ron Paul. We're all Canadian truckers now. We all remember where we were when the Berlin Wall came down. I do, actually. It's funny he said that because I actually do. I was in Hawaii visiting my friend James Veltri when I was flying back to the United States. I was serving in Japan at the time. Maybe it was Malaysia by then. But anyway, I had stopped on the way back in Hawaii. And here's the wall coming down. And it was so exciting to see. You know, freedom. While it may have seemed that communist rule would go on forever, when the people decided that they had enough, suddenly the wall fell, just like that. Thus, it is after 2 years of COVID authoritarianism that in Canada, the largest truck convoy in history has smashed through the Berlin Wall of tyranny. I have watched as the Canada I once respected as a haven for anti-war Americans in the 1960s, that was kind of a loser thing. Like I said, this guy's kind of an idiot, but it's a good article despite the thing about the anti-war thing, okay, turned into one of the most repressive countries on the earth. That's because the anti-war people are the same people that are protesting right now with the same agenda. They were communists back then. They were all a bunch of pot-smoking commies, and that's what they are to this day. So Ron Paul cannot see through that part of this thing that's going on, all right? Once you get something in your head, you're going to go down with the ship, and that's the kind of guy he is. But it's still a good article, so I'm going to continue. I wondered how a freedom-loving people could allow themselves to be abused by these mini Stalins without a peep. But then Canada stood up and showed the rest of the world that freedom can triumph over tyranny if the people demand it. As I say, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been basking in his ability to terrorize the population in the name of fighting a virus. He was so confident in his seemingly unlimited power that he felt he could ridicule any Canadian with different views. The Prime Minister said in a recent interview that unvaccinated Canadians were extremists, misogynists, and racists when the Canadian truckers stood up to his tyranny and began their historic convoy to Ottawa. He thought he could continue ridiculing people. The truckers and their supporters were just a small fringe minority who hold unacceptable views, he confidently claimed. For Trudeau, love of liberty is just an unacceptable view. Less than a week later, as tens of thousands of trucks began entering the capital with millions of supporters behind them, the brave Canadian Prime Minister had fled the city and shuffled off to an undisclosed location. That's what liberals do. They go hide. Remember all these people that have votes like in Texas or in Illinois, and they're going to lose the vote? And so what do? They just go hide. That's what Democrats do. That's what liberals do. They hide. They don't want to face reality. And so like that guy up in Canada, Trudeau, he just goes and hides. They're cowards. They can't face reality. And they're a bunch of communists. As Elon Musk tweeted, it would appear that the so-called fringe minority is actually the government. The Canadian mainstream media is obviously just as obedient to the regime as ours. They ignored the Freedom Convoy for as long as possible. There were almost no reporting on it. Then, when it became impossible to ignore, they began to attack and ridicule instead of trying to report it accurately. It was disgusting and almost comical to see a reporter from the Canadian Broadcasting Company suggest that the Canadian Freedom Convoy was cooked up by Putin and the Russians. Well, they're the Communist Broadcasting Company, so of course they're going to bring in a communist angle because they're all in the same boat together, but that's what they were doing. They're blaming the Russians on this convoy of people that just want to live their lives in peace without being forced into being vaccinated so that they get a brain hemorrhage or a heart explosion. Thousands of trucks have arrived in Ottawa. They demand an end to COVID tyranny. They are backed by millions of citizens who braved the Canadian winter at night to cheer the truckers on. This protest is so important because it's not limited to Canada. The truckers are being supported worldwide, and a similar convoy is being planned from California to Washington, D.C. I hope they do it. I really do. I hope that the truckers in this nation will actually unite and that they will literally shut down this nation. If you don't get your toilet paper, big deal. It's not that important. They need to shut down this nation so tightly that nothing moves. The trains ought to get involved as well. They need to protest what's going on, and they need to shut this nation down. And it doesn't matter if we have a financial collapse. We've had them before. They're going to come. What matters right now is that we get our freedom back and we get the terrorists that are in the U.S. government out. That's what needs to happen. They need to be voted out. And the only way that's going to happen is by people standing up for their rights and doing something like what they're doing in Canada. These people in Canada, you know, we use the term hero for a guy that hits a baseball out of a stadium. That's not a hero. That's a guy that plays baseball. People that are willing to take their lives and their fortunes and put them on the line, those are heroes. That's why we have military heroes. And that's why we have trucker heroes in Canada. In a U.S. where grocery store shelves are increasingly bare, the truckers have more leverage than the powers that be would like to admit. If I were prime minister of totalitarian Australia or New Zealand or most anywhere in Europe, I would be getting pretty nervous right now. Just as the COVID tyranny descended across the globe in a seemingly coordinated fashion, now that the Berlin Wall of the tyrants has been breached, it's just a matter of time before the shockwaves are felt far and wide. I hope that's true. I do hope that's true. We owe a debt of gratitude to the Canadian truck drivers. Let's all do whatever we can to help the freedom movement continue to gather steam. And I hope that happens. I hope that we shut this country down. Lockdown, much worse than the government enforced on us last year. We need to lock it down so tight that nothing can be sold in those stores because there's nothing in those stores to sell. And if the economy tanks, big deal. Your freedom is worth a lot more than a little bit of fun food over the weekend and a pizza. All right? Epic times. This is classic. This is classic. Every time it happens, how many people have you heard that are famous that have been vaxxed and boosted and have gotten COVID? All of them. All of them. Stupid Whoopi Goldberg. You just go down the list. Just think of somebody famous that's been out there making this noise and they've gotten COVID. Here it is. This is so fun. So fun. Here it comes. Epic times. Are you ready? Trudeau. Test positive for COVID-19. Ha! Vaxxed. Boosted. Annoying. He's got COVID-19. And he's going to blame the truckers. That's what's going to happen. He is a bad, bad person, that guy. He is an arrogant, bad person. Zero Hedge, what have you guys been right about? Adam Carolla slams media over Joe Rogan controversy. Now, I don't know who Adam Carolla is because I don't follow, you know, these comedians, but comedian Adam Carolla slammed the media over their demand that Joe Rogan be censored for pushing misinformation, asking them, what have you guys been right about? Fox News host Sean Hannity asked Carolla why people demanding for Rogan to be censored couldn't just choose to not listen to him. Basically, we've decided there's one lane you can be in when it comes to COVID, and if you get outside of that lane, you need to be shut down, the comedian responded. Carolla said that it was ironic how traditionally anti-establishment figures like rockers and artists were now doing the bidding of the establishment. I explained that on Sunday, and I explained it a couple minutes ago. It's because these people, these anti-establishment people, are just communists. Neil Young is a commie. He's always been a commie. That's been his agenda, is the push the left agenda. And now that the left is in control and they're taking away people's rights, he doesn't care because he never cared. All of these people that are against this are all in the same boat as far as being commies. They hate freedom. They hate people that love freedom. They hate you and me because we don't want to get vaccinated. Or if you got vaccinated, that was your choice. But at least you understand that it was pointless, that it didn't work because you got COVID too. Okay? Admit it. You've been vaccinated. You're watching this, whoever you are, and you've gotten COVID too. And if you haven't, guess what? It's coming right down the line. You're going to start sniveling and having the stuff run out of your nose, and you're going to feel bad, and you're going to say, oh, I think I've got a cold, and you're going to go get tested, and you're going to have COVID because the vaccines don't work. But these people don't care about that. What they care about is taking away your rights. And that has been the agenda all along with the left, including these rockers and artists. Their job is to push back against the man. And Neil Young should know the man isn't Joe Rogan. The man is Dr. Fauci. The man is Governor Gavin Newsom. The man is the CDC. The man is the World Health Organization. The man is Biden, said Carolla. That's who the man is. You're an old rocker. You're supposed to push back against the man. No, he's not going to because he's a commie. He's in their back pocket. Joe Rogan is pushing back against the man, and you're pushing back against Joe Rogan, he added. Carolla then made a mockery of legacy media outlets and shows like The View, constantly complaining about COVID misinformation. What have you guys been right about? He asked. You closed down the beaches. You closed down the schools. Cloth masks were going to save us all. The vaccine was going to be effective. Natural immunity wasn't effective. What have you been right about? The comedian then asserted that he could be confident in putting Joe Rogan's batting average up against CNN's batting average any day of the week, referring to CNN's infamous dismissal of ivermectin as horse dewormer. Carolla returned to the issue of Neil Young demanding his music be removed from Spotify, remarking, guys like Neil Young, who back in the day would have been on the side of natural immunity, are now on the side of Big Pharma and pushing back against natural immunity, so the whole thing is upside down. Once again, he missed it, just like Ron Paul missed it. They think that they had an ideal and that these people actually cared about what was going on in the world. They didn't. They never did. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and all of these people back then, they were all commies. They were anti-war commies. And I'm not saying that the Vietnam War was right. That's not the point. But when you are engaged in a war in your nation, you should at least support the goals of your nation. Because if you don't, the people that are dying on the other side of the ocean are giving away their lives for nothing. We have freedom in this nation to decide whether we like something or don't like something, and at the same time support the goals that we are pursuing. I didn't agree with the Vietnam War, and I was only this big. But guess what? I would not have stood up and started singing those stupid songs that they sang and belittling people when they came back from serving their nation, because that's what they did, spitting on them. That is their agenda. It was. Ron Paul is wrong, and this guy is wrong about that. But they got the other points right. From the Daily Wire. Biden's Surgeon General suggests Joe Rogan podcast should be censored. Of course he does. Big tech has important role to play. Now, I just took a couple of very short sentences out of this long article, and I just want you to listen to what this guy said. We can have the best science available. We can have the best public health expertise available. It wouldn't help people if they don't have access to accurate information. Three things that he said right there, which apply completely to the other view, not to their side of the view. They do not have the best science available. They've been proven wrong, just like Carolla said, again and again and again. They keep coming up with the science. You know, it makes me think of Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. They keep bringing up this thing about science. They do not have the best science available. They do not have the best public health expertise available. And it won't help people if they don't have access to accurate information. You've got to be kidding me. They're the ones that are censoring accurate information. The Biden-appointed Surgeon General answered, adding, people have the right to make their own decisions. They do not believe that at all. But they also have the right to accurate information to make that decision with. Well, that's what they're trying to get out there. People like Joe Rogan are trying to get the accurate information out. He's an intellectual. He's a smart guy. People come and they have three-hour conversations on very deep issues by specialists that know what they're talking about, and they don't like it. They don't like it because it doesn't fit their narrative. That guy, that Surgeon General right there, ought to be fired immediately, and he ought to be rounded up with all of the other people that are in the administration and put on trial for crimes against the people of the United States of America. That's what should happen. It's not going to, but that's what should happen. Zero Hedge. The virus stops with every vaccinated person. Eight quotes from the experts. Here it is. The experts talking about the best science available that aged horribly. Eight quotes from the experts that aged horribly. Joe Biden, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Oops, that didn't work. Tony Fauci, you become a dead end to the virus. I guess not. Rochelle Walensky, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Oops. Alberta Borla, our COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in preventing COVID-19 cases in South Africa. 100%. Oops. Bill Gates, a key goal of the vaccination program is to stop transmission. Well, that didn't work. Rachel Maddow. Now we know that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. I guess we don't know that, do we? Francis Collins. Reason to be pretty optimistic that the available COVID-19 vaccines will be effective against the new Omicron variant of the virus. All of the other variants that have emerged during this COVID-19 pandemic have shown response to the vaccine, including Delta. That didn't work. If you were vaccinated, you were way more likely to get Omicron. Brian Stelter. The newspaper USA Today describes America's fourth COVID-19 surge, noting this didn't have to happen since vaccinations are so widely available. The headlines are followed by a call to action. Let's end it now. You've got those eight quotes by eight incredibly stupid people. Incredibly. Because they won't look beyond the narrative. They're not willing to. They're not willing to open their minds to the fact that they are lying people. They're deceitful people. They are bad people. Every one of those people, bad people. They are lying to the American public. They're getting people killed because of an agenda. This is what's going on in the world. Okay, I know it's kind of comedy there. And I get very sarcastic during these midweek reports because I have nobody here to check me. So if you don't like the sarcasm, I apologize, but it's just what comes out of me naturally. When I'm sitting here reading these things and looking at a camera all by myself, it's hard to not check yourself. But I will tell you that you want to be very careful about this vaccine. If you haven't gotten it, I would ask you to consider to not get it because you could have a brain hemorrhage. You could have, you know, your heart explode. You're going to get the virus anyway. You are going to get the virus anyway, as has been proved by people that are fully vaccinated and boosted, like crazy Justin Trudeau up in Canada and Whoopi Goldberg and all of these other people that have gotten the vaccine and the booster shot and then have gotten COVID. It doesn't do anything except possibly take your life. That's the only thing that will be certain is that you are taking your life into your hands if you're taking the vaccine. So I would ask you to be careful about that. Secondly, I would ask you to consider that this life is short. People come and people go all the time. People jump out of buildings because they get stressed. People get coronavirus and they die. People get into accidents walking across the street. Life is short. You don't know when your end is going to come. And so I would ask you today to do the one thing that you need to do is to consider your eternal destiny. And God has already secured it for you if you are willing to simply believe what he did. He sent his son into the world to die for your sins. He sent his son into the world to take the punishment that you deserve for having offended a holy God. He's perfect in all his ways. We are imperfect in almost all of our ways. I should say in all of our ways. There's nothing perfect about us. We are fallen and we cannot have a relationship with this God because of it. But he sent his son, who is perfect in his very being, into the world. And his son lived out the perfect life, never erring under the law of Moses, God's standard, okay? And then he gave up that beautiful, precious life in exchange for our sins. He gave it up so that we could have life renewed with our Heavenly Father. And so Jesus gave the life up, died on the cross, shed his blood. The blood covers the sins. He took our sin upon himself. He went into the grave, and that sin remains in the grave because he came out, proving he had no sin of his own. The only thing left in that grave is our sin. Praise God, Jesus Christ came out of the grave. And so if you will simply believe the gospel, Christ died for your sins, Christ was buried, Christ rose again, you will be saved. Call on the Lord Jesus. With your mouth, confession is made. You say, I believe, I receive Jesus Christ, and God will forgive you of your sins, and he will cover your sins for all eternity. You will no longer be imputed sin, and you will be in the presence of God forever and ever in a restored paradise. That is coming. We just have to get through this fallen world in the meantime. So hang on to Jesus, cling to him, and from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your midweek CG report.